Okay. Before we begin, Brenta Tosis, before we begin, Tosis, Bo Metzia, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. Everyone turn to Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. And Dav Dalet Amud Aleph was very key for the Ramban. A number of different girsos in there. The Ramban is Goris. What did the Ramban learn? See in the Gemara. Ramban saw in the Gemara that what's Gilgul Shua the Eid Echad? That the Chashm Shaka that comes from Eid Echad extends to the Gilgul. Okay. Tosis sees something else. Rather, he necessarily disagrees with the Ramban. Yim Tom Akofa Akol Yochiach, they day Tainu Kfir Potter. Yeshloma, Sarah Shova Shabem. Yesh Tainu Chashuvo. Shemoda Bemitzas, O A Machisho. Nira de Meshaker, Vakach Yeshu. Let us toast to say, Bo Metzia Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. What is the Tzad HaShova between two Shuas, not the third Shua? That is Nira Kemeshaka. That's what Tosa says here. Why is he Nira Kemeshaka? Yeah, because his Tainas Bari is stronger. His tainus bori is stronger, either because the person is the mode of mikdas ishtamut shaila ishtamut from ishtamut, or that means he's agreed to part. He's agreed to part of the tainus, so he's given credit, so that the person who comes in with a tainus bori is clearly not a total mashaker. In a kofa hakol, he accuses him of being a total mashak. Each one says the other one is a total liar. So we don't know who's telling the truth. Who the tovei is telling the truth, or the nitzva is telling the truth. But here, he comes, you owe me 100. So he says, not you're a total liar, I owe you 50. That means the moment he agrees to part of the tanya, he's not saying. It is a total liar. And because of the Svarish Tamuta Kamishtamit, so, near Kamishak. So it says Tosis here. Okay, the Tosis in Kesubis, Ilchas Amar Aleph. Very interesting Tosis. He's talking about Kofar HaKol and Mora B'Mitzas. Is the idea behind Mura B'Mitzas. This Tosis may be agreeing with Tosis Bava Metzia, may not be agreeing with Tosis Bava Metzia. It's coming from a different angle. Mura B'Mitzas Yesh L'Hashpiyo. Why? It's a very interesting thing. Shechayev Omom and Shehoda. I agree, I owe you 50. So a magalgal, the chi of moment to a chi of shua, just like every Gilgal shua. So Gilgal, what? So it's this last line, mipne mara tarmot mitzvah. Now, let's get to avatosis. Tosis in general has b'shita. That Migo Patsas from a Shua. Since Migo Patsas from a Shua, so what do you see? That Shua is a problem, so it's not a Chibalma. I have to prove my Nemonis. I have to give Nemonis. Give Nemonis to a Shua, I can give Nemonis to a Migo. What do you see from the fact that Tosis? Says that this that those ask a question. If you can't be mashpia on a shema, so even a bari binyama with a migo. So Rabbi Avi Kreder asks, what do you see? That even the Gilgul of the Shash Meshaka. So what is it? Tosin is the Chash Meshaker near Shvuah. So, therefore, take the Tosis from Metziah Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. Combine it with the Tosis B'chol Mokom Bava Kama Mem Bava Amud Aleph. He says it in a lot of other places too. Very, very simple thing. What is the Gzeres HaKosuv? Shvuah Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim Shoshach Yodim Urech Ben Neim Ugo Ben Ayarshim. Where did Tosis come up with this idea? And it comes from Meshach Shmeshach. So that's Gzeres HaKosuv. Only in Havalei Lameda. Havalei Lameda, Tosis. He doesn't explain Bava Kama and Bava Nama. Where does he explain it? And Bava Metzir, Davdal Ramar Alev. He says, what do I see? Not Samachi of Shul Ba'alma. It's because of the Shash Meshach. What does Gilgul tell me? Gilgul says, I have a right, because you already have a chashash meshaker, I have a right to demand a shvuah, where shvuah is shayich, on any other tine I have against you. And, well, where do I have a right to demand a shvuah on any other shvuah? Where the shvuah is shayich. If a shvuah is not shayich, I have no right to make such a demand. I can include it in my tine, and include it in one big chiyuv, and include it in one big shash mishaka. But I can demand such a shvuah where shvuah is shayach. It is because it is a shash. I can, because once is a shash mishaka, one thing I can demand. Tosas on Shemanar. But what will happen is follows. If there's another reason you can't swear on the Gilgul, so you'd say it's included in the one chiyuv, as Tosas in you, as it's one taina, and I have a right to demand a shvuah included in my shvuah. Once I have a right to demand it, if I have a chiyuv shvuah, only if I have a chiyuv shvuah. And it's included as one big tine and one big chiyuv. It's a zchus shvuah, it's not a chiyuv. Like, doesn't include. That's what Tosas says in Yilchas and Ksuvos. What happens if? Here's a very, very big question. Achronim dealt with it. I go up to a person who's a choshed. I say, you owe me 100. He says 50. What does the Gemara say on Shvuah Stefan Zayin and Alav? The Toshin Yochel Yishav and Mashalim applies. The Rabbonin made a takana. He can be mahapach. So I go up to this Choshin and I say, you owe me 100. What happened? He says 50. So I'm going to have Toshin Yochel Yishav and Mashalim. I'm going to ask you 100 other things. Is there a Gilgul on that? That's a whole other issue, which I don't want to explore, because that gets, when you have Mitoshan Yochel Yishav and Mishalim, well, there's a Gilgul on it. That's, the Pashtus is, the Beis Yosef discusses it, he thinks, but the overwhelming Shita of Achron, this is no such Shita, because then there's a Chiyav Mammon. Why is there a Chiyav Mammon? We talk Shnei Yochel Yishav and Mishalim. Is a Chiyav Mammon not a Knas for a inability to swear. No. Your mama, that's what the Rosh says. And ones who want to know what the Ramban says about it, is the Mohammed on the topic in our Sugya. But Machlok is Balmor and Mohammed on the topic. On Evan. Okay. Now, comes along, but so Tosus has his question. Never me go. So what is Tosus' answer? Tosus answers a very simple answer. He says, it's not such a good meal. Okay. Then he says, but I have a different mahalach. Oh, yes, Toma. Emogal and Kishatoa and Tovea, Tiny Shembo, Elibidova Hadom. He says like this. What have I told you until now? There's a din b'chuyishoy and a chulishav mashal. And the din, the halach of mitoshan and chulishav mashal is based on the fact that every shvua has a chshash mashakim. And I combine that with another chshash mashakim, like a chosham, something else. So I'm not saying one. But if you begin with a chshash mashakim, what, once you have a chshash mashakim, I have a right to demand a shvua or a shayach on anything and everything else. But he says, but wait a second. So if that's what's true, what is true, so why should it all apply to a shomer? No chashash mashak. Where did I say there's a chashash mashak? When I have a tainus bari. And sure, there's no tainus bari. So where's this whole thing come from? Tosas previously, it said, even on Shuas Hashem. What's the story of Shuas Hashem? Tosas said, Zechi of Shua. And it's Din Mitoshan Yachol Shav Mishalem. And somehow, even as Noch Shash Mishaker, I extended to the Gilgal. This is not so simple. Not so simple. So what is Tosas telling us there? That is a Din Chi of Shua, swear or pay. And once it's been swear of pay, it applies to the entire time of swear of pay. It has nothing to do with Shash Meshach. It's one big chiyuv like Tosas and Ksuba says. Certainly in Shamim, according to what Tosas said, and Tosas is very clear on Dav Dalet on the Aleph, that Shash Meshach only applies where? When you have a Taina Chashuva. I bolster my Taina. How do I bolster my Taina? By an Einechot, I bolster my Taina. And that creates a Chashash Meshachim. Or it's a Taina Shua, because he admits that I'm not a total liar. And there's certainly a basis to what I'm claiming. That's what creates a Chashash Meshachim. But in Shua's Hashem, it's not true. So, what do you have to say in Tosus? You say no. That is in Shri of Shua, swear or pay. And that's part of the Chi of Shua. It's all one betaina, one bechiyuv. That's told that, but it's only I have a right to demand a shvua when you're ready, a swearing. I can add anything I want into the shvua. And Tosa says, and once I do that, I extend the and the chiyuv moment that's built into it gets extended. That's what Tosa and Ksuba says. He said, I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that. He backs off. Oh, yes. The two types of shua. One is based on a chashash meshaker. And then Gilgul becomes an extension of the chashash meshaker. But shom is not a chashash meshaker. But the Yisrael Glayim Ladova. Means the thing is missing. And people talk approximately. And it's Raglayim L'Dovah. So in order to make it one Taina, and one, so I have to have Raglayim L'Dovah as well. In Chashash Meshaker, the fact that there's a Chashash that he's lying. So once you're lying on one thing, you're lying on another. That's like the Gemara. Or said they wanted a chapaganef. So what did they do? They saw someone wiping his hands in somebody else's towel. Well, he must be the ganef. Once you're sloppy with other people's property and using it like you're not supposed to use it, who knows how far it goes. Once it's a shash mishaka, so extend the shash mishaka. Fine. But then you have to come up with a whole different explanation for sure. The Gilgal and Shmos HaShomer. It's one time and one chiyo. The Tosa says, wait a second. The two separate halachas entirely. Gilgal on Shmos HaShomer and Gilgal on Gilgalon Shvus Hashomer. And it's not because of Shash Meshaka. But there's no Glein Lo. There's a basis for it. If I can only be, so then I can only know Galgal, which is also a Glein Lo. And he shows me, he gets a, because he says, when the Gemara says Magalgal and Shema there, he says, and he shows you where he gets out of the Gemara there. I need two separate limudim. Okay. That's where Tosfos is coming from. Okay. Now, the Rambam is very enigmatic, shall I say. Yeah.
In the first step of the Tosfos held that Shonen was not because of a Chashash Meshaker.
Yeah.
In the first step that he asked, then we should say Migu.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Because he's busy telling me, not because of Shash Meshaka, because Andav Dawan, he says Shash Meshaka on the class to do. And therefore, what's the Chsar and Amonis? I would imagine it comes from something else. When I become a Shomer, see, I had many different things, ways of looking at it. If I come up to you in the middle of Alpa and I say you borrowed 100 and you didn't pay, so you have no manners to say I did pay. Right? You never gave up your no manners. It could be Tosa says I was looking around, I didn't find it yet. When I agree to it, what do I agree? I say, I'm taking because. And part of my, I agree that I don't have nemonis to tell you anything on this topic. I give up my nemonis. So I've given up my nemonis. But that's by being a shomer. I've given up on that nemonis. But normally I can say, I gave it back. And that very big child that came. So, but here, what have you done? Part of Shmir is giving up your nemos. Could be. I'm still looking for the definitive. Okay. Yes.
Just to clarify.
But you have to speak louder.
In the first Teretz of Tosfos, can Rabbi just clarify why you can't be Magadlan on Hashemah?
Because I have a right to add to the Shvuah whatever I want to add to the Shvuah, because you are the suspicious person. Yes. I can add to the Shvuah whatever I want. But only something that's subject to Shvuah. Mishem is not subject. I can put into the Shvuah whatever I want. Okay. The Rambam is a mystery. And because when you don't talk so much, you can put into his words whatever you want. Let's read what the Rambam has to say, just to finish off this entire thing. Shol parim echavero, shol chatzi yom v'socha chatzi, shol hayom v'socha lamoch. all the cases, the Motzei Mincha for all of the Raya. Why doesn't he quote the Mishnah? So, because the Mishnah is Samchus, and we don't paskin like Samchus. A Chamor, the Motzei Mincha for all of the Raya, that's because of everything. And the Shua he's talking about is the Shua Sessus. Loichos Hashem Raibu, Hashem, and Yeshua Hashem, Sheshura Meis. And why is it Kofar Akol? Or any other day, you can say a Hesses in any other day. Zelma Shura Meis, Zelma Shura Meis, and Yeshua Hashem, Al Shura Shemesik Hadarka, Kamosha Dwan, Gagal Olof Sheshura, Mishta Meis. Okay. Okay. Then he has the Magid Mishnah comes in, and that's the Kash. Why? What does the Rambam do with Tosfos Kash? Yesh Lomar. Sheikar Atfiyesh Yesh Lishova Shalom Nignavo. Shema. Vamashal Shena Toin. Afocha Babori. Avish Hagigul Humagalbo. The Torah and Shulam Eitz will be Osha Mesa Shulam the Torah. Can't be boring. He says, since the Iker Shulam, Iker Atfir Shiyesh Lo Yishova Shalom Nignava in Shema Lamasha Shana Torah and Hafocha the boring. Avish Hagigul Shagigul. What is it? He says, Shilu Shtei Poros, Hayom. And Marshall Omer, Vizman Hashay Lameis. Shteim. Hago Omer Achman, Shulu Vachas, and Yodea. Mitoh Shenichu Lishova Mishale. Why is the motor b'mitzvahs? He says, I owe you one, I don't owe you about the other. And Marshall Omer Shalosh Poros, Shteim Shulu Vachas, and Marshall Omer Shteim Shulu Vachas. I shall omer achas shulam meisu. What? I have a shniyah shemeis and yodeim. He said, oh, I was hot shulam. Mitor shen yochulim. Shall I omer any yodei shalom hashtayim? Okay. He says, but if it's only one, we wouldn't say that. Because he passed like Rav Nachman. So what does he do with Tosfos Kash? He says like this. Afal picha gigu humagal and toin shalom meso biyom shulam meso who toin came before it. Kisha shoel. Toin any yodeh, ain't a chai with shalom, ela nishba shen yodeh, ve nifter. Ve ain't dino kidin motor b'mixas. He says, on a gilgul, I'm allowed to swear any yodeh. So. And even though the toin is, the toveya is toin boring. So it's not the Ramban, it's not. It's, there's such a thing as a Gilgal of any Yodea. Kesef Mishnah doesn't like it. But the Rav Magid, the Mishnah, in Tisha Lamal, Echlam, came and shoot Ikatfi. Lean Yira, Chef Shalom Taratso. Omer Mito Shalom Chlishova Mishalim Mel Be Ikeshua. Be Ikeshua Yochel Yishova. Al Gilgal and a Mishalim. Shalom al Gilgal and a Mishalim. The Matur Shayyar Chayshal al Mishalim on a Gilgal Bachal. Is there an indication in the Rambam what he says? So, not much of an indication where he says or where he's coming from. You take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in some Shemem Dalet. Oops, I took the wrong one. Shemem Dalet. Okay. So, Shomar talks for quite great length here. And the Gra says, okay. Udvarav al pi divrei Rambam, Avshem Rambam lo kosev Gilgul, kim bishneim, all he says. And the Gra of Kotan Yud has a whole explanation where the Machaber is coming from, why the Rambam doesn't paskin. The Rambam paskins, there's no mitol on a Gilgul. But then a little later, in Sifkotin, Yud Aleph, he says, as much as I explained the Machaber, I disagree with him. He gives all different explanations. I'm not going through the details. The Rambam is very enigmatic. And I'm going to leave that for you to do it yourself. You can say Chaburas on it, but I'm not for another week and a half to get into this. I'm leaving it. Your intelligent young Jews work through. We've gone through all the tzedim back and forth and what a Gilgul is, how a Gilgul works, how it works. Okay, now, let's just begin doing a number of other things in the sugya. Hashor l'saporim, Hashor l'chatsiyom sorfiyom, so the Gemara asks the kasha. Shamit mino. Morali biyodcha. It's Bari B'Shem. So Tosa says like this. Ava gadol chol shuos ha-shomrim ha-mafkin mashbio misofen shu ein yodeh im nantzu hochash ein yodeh im mesa ha-shehulo ein lashbio misofen k'havi kilo oma ha-mashul sofekli im ishal ticho im lav shal osa taine ein ha-shol chayav lishova doch ha-filo ha-mashul ha-bori. I mean, Dan and Nishbal, they're Gilgul. What is it? What is a Shavuos HaShomer? Tells us that. Shavuos HaShomer is one of three things. Shal Pashay Tipo, Shal Shach Tebiyad, and a Vishus. But there's another issue. Is it a Shehula or a Shehula? I don't know. That's not Shavuos HaShomer. Even if it's not. And only Shavuos HaShomrim, when we're talking about Pshir, Shlichas Yad Bishus, so easy, do we say there's a Shavuot? There's an Ikar Shavuot. Number one. The Gemara says, Lame Bet Yuf Tadur of Nach. Comes in the Ramban and asks a question. We've already seen this Ramban. He says, wait a second. And not so simple. Even though Bari Vishema, Rav Nachman says, we don't say Bari Yodiv, that's Ein Yodeh Nischayavti. This is Ein Yodeh Imperaiti, right? Let's take a look in the Ramban. Igul made that come asin any of them hechzati loch and lav. The Rav Nachman chayav lav nilsi. Says no. Lav nilsi. The awesome yodesh is chayav on mamon. The yodeh hechziv loch and lav. Have a sofik vade. Made sofik motzi mide vade. Mishnaseinu dikton in shor achas socha achas. There's no his own many money. May olam lo eschayev mamon ba'onsin shalsu. You know, it's a mesa bonus. I don't know olam chayev. Do him the sefer tani reishu b'sheila hayom sochlamach v'achiton. Yani Yoma says the Ramban. Wait a second. Al Milsa plugged the Amaroi. Why? He says, we've seen this Ramban, but now we have to see it a little more carefully. The Garcin in Perka goes to Basra. The Ramban for sure. Shas Mashiach is Chayef, Mishash Mermes is Chayef. So he says, what is the Sofik? The Sofik is whether it is a Sha'ula or a Schura. And if it's a Sha'ula, he's Chayef Moment. And if it's a Schura, he's not Chayef Moment. And we don't know if he's Chayav Mamon or not. So he says, so Tosa says it's not a Shavuos HaShomer. So he's not raising the problem at this point. We'll see. But what does Tosa say? Hello, Omer, and Yodem. Davkish, Omer, and Yodem, Hilvisani. Hilvisani, and Yodem, Hilzati, Loch Masnitni. Was a bas with the chai. Como come shop parchon or musnit. Yag of the Morisha Modu or Shte Poros. Kevin Shemachza Achas have a ki ilu ome, any odeim his shaltani him love. The chem poro achas, kisheni odeim mesa bo o de shul. So Tosa says, this is, I gave you back one. This one I have here. I don't know if it's Sha'ula or Schura. If I don't know if it's Sha'ula or Schura, so that's Eini Odem Hilvisani. And Tosa doesn't explain. Comes the Ramban and says, wait 1 second. I know I took this, either as a Sha'ula or as a Schura. So, if it's a Sha'ula, I'm Chayav. If it's a Schura, I'm Potter. But he says, this is going to depend on any of day on Mishashelo or not Mishashelo. That he says. And then he says, but I pass the Mishashvur Shura Mesa. So therefore, he doesn't know. So at the time of Misa, that's when the Chiyuv Mammon began. And when the Chiyuv Mammon began, so then I don't know whether it was a Chiyuv Mammon at all. If it was Shul, it was a Chiyuv Mammon. If it's Shul, there's no Chiyuv Mammon. I don't know if it was a Chiyuv Mammon b'chlal. Then you're damned as Chayavta. That could be what Tosa says. Could be. Then he bumps into a problem. What's his problem? His problem. Problem is, what do I do with the Rambam? What do I do with the Rambam? The Rambam says, Mishas Meshicha. But Moshe Svardi posak lishna kama. Then Mishas Meshicha. But Kashli, hey, Habib Tuvdir of Nach. How is it a problem to Rav Nachman? Why? Because according to the Rambam, the moment I took it, I have a chiyuv mamon. And since the moment I took it, I have a chiyuv mamon. So, and I don't know. And if it is she'ela, that's when. And if it's sechura, so how does he understand? And if it turns out to be schura and I didn't and it makes a onus, so the p'tur is later on when the onus happens. I'm chayav money. So how does he understand this machlokas between the Mada Omrim there? It is according to the Mada Shas Rishikha, I'm chayav money right away. Later on, if something happens to, let's say, Shomachinam. Shomachinam is chayav money right away. And then later on, if it's Mesa bonus, it becomes Potter. That's how the Ramban understands it. If it's Shomer Sacher, if it's Mesa bonus, it's Potter. Where's the Ramban coming from? Ramban's whole Havana is everything has to do with Chiyuv HaShomer. Everything has to do with the Chiyuv HaShochet. And the money I give back has to do with the Chiyuv HaShochet. Okay, so, and what do I owe you back? I owe you back either object or money. And the money is instead of the object, it's all the Chiyuv HaShochet. Then, what makes me potter from the Chiyuv HaShochet? So, it's Mesa bonus. It's, something happens. The impossibility of giving it back is a patur. And what is the machlokas between the Mando Amar who says, they all agree it's a Chiyuv HaShochet. But when the object is intact, a Chiyuv HaShochet is give you back your object. If it dies, so then the Chiyuv Tashlumim as another form of Hashoah kicks in. And I don't know whether that ever kicked in because I don't know whether it or how it died. That's why it's any of the Emes Chayav. Or Bishas Pshia, we said. Then it kicks in. But Kolzman, I have the object, and it's intact, and I've been watching it. I just have to give it to you back. That's all. So the question is, when does the Chiyuv Tashlumim as a substitute for the object kick in? That's all what Mechiyuv HaShochet. Now, he says, if so, according to the Rambam, the moment I do a Meshicha, I'm Chayiv, one of two types of Hashava. What are the two types of Hashava? Object to money. So the Chiyuv Tashlum is at the very beginning. So he knows he's Chayiv money. So then, but if something later on happens, he's Batas him from the money. So he's saying, you're damn, right? So what does Ram do with the Sugya? Okay, so tomorrow, but he has a whole thing bringing in Sumchus here. We're going to be, that's number one. Now, this whole Mahalach of the Ramban is, for instance, in the book of Yosef, Gineah goes on Acha. That's a very, very simple question. What happens? We saw this, it's a Ramban. We saw it in a Shach that brings it. We'll just pass that over. A Shoah is not sure with Mesa Machmas Melacha or not Mesa Machmas Melacha. What's the halacha on that? Is that in Yodem Nishayavti, in Yodem Paraita? We saw all of this, and there's a Shach that brings the whole thing. The Shach's whole Mahalach is everything depends on Chiyuv HaShochet. We'll chazer that over Mitz Hashem. This Ramban, we've seen it. Okay. Now, then we continue. Let's keep reading the Gemara. And now, remember, just keep in mind what I said. In a Ganav, in a Gazlan, Zechiyav HaShochet, the Ramban and Tosis both say, when I pay a Mekayim, a Chiyuv HaShochet. Rambam says it's an extra Chiyuv, it's a separate Chiyuv Tashlumim. Does that same Machlokes apply in Shomer or doesn't apply in Shomer? Okay, now. Omen Yodeh. So then we move into understanding Bari Vishama. Okay. He says, what we will now do, first we'll review what we saw there, and now we will get into a brand new sugya, the Tosfos of Bori Rishama Bori Yadav. Yes. Brand new sugya. And then, as we go through, we're going to come back to what we did about this. It's going to come back on itself 20 times. But, okay. Next sugya is the Tosfos of Bori Rishama Bori Yadav. Okay.